The Matt Mata story. How Tucker lost his two front teeth. Well, once upon a time there was a boy named Matt Mata. He wasn't a very friendly boy. He liked to pick on people and spread rumors about girls giving him blowjobs in the movies. During that same time, there was a boy named Tucker. He had a class with Matt Mata and would always sort of poke fun at him and his, you know, silly way of going about picking on people. Matt Mata didn't like Tucker doing this very much at all. So what he did is he started picking on Tucker all the more than he picked on anybody else. Of course, Tucker didn't mind that so much, considering that he, you know, kind of figured that that would happen, which he thought was a good idea, you know, to take the heat off some of the other people that didn't like it too much, because he knew he could handle it just fine. Anyway, this escalated and escalated, till finally, Matt Mata and Tucker got into a physical brawl in the hall. What happened was, is Matt Mata pushed Tucker and started telling him things that Tucker didn't very much like to hear. So Tucker went up to him after a brief spell of taking a break from brawling, and just gave him a quick, swift punch to the back of the head. And then after this, Matt Mata really didn't like, getting punched so much, so he pulled Tucker down to the floor and, you know, sat on him and started swearing, telling him, you know, how much he was going to get it if he did that kind of thing again. And Tucker, being such a smaller guy than Matt Mata, made all the people standing by say, hey, look at this, you know, big giant picking on this little kid that's just, you know, can't really defend himself. So many, many people got very mad at Matt Mata, you know, for this, and pulled him off, and thus Tucker was saved, which he kind of expected to be when he had the idea to punch Matt Mata in the back of the head. Anyway, a few weeks went by, and it was an assembly day at the school. And everyone knows that on assembly days, you don't have to go to school because it's an assembly, so you leave the school and, you know, miss whatever people were assembling for. Anyway, Tucker and his friends decided to do this, and as they were leaving in a car, driving down the road, they decided it would be a lot of fun to run a red light. So, after they ran the red light, they came upon another light, which they did not run. While they were at this light, Matt Mata, sure enough, pulls up in a car full of his friends, and they all start yelling at at Tucker and his friends for running the red light. And so Tucker, being the loud mouth that he was, decided to yell some things back at them. And that was at the stoplight, and then they drove off to their destination, which was a skate park where they wanted to go skateboarding. When they got to the skate park, Matt Mata and his friends had followed them there. Well, by the time Tucker got out of the car, Matt Mata was right outside his door waiting for him. Matt Mata was very upset with everything that had been happening that day and, you know, before that day, you know, the whole series of events, that he pushed Tucker into the car. Tucker was holding a 7-Up bottle, cherry 7-Up, which he threw at Matt Mata but missed because he was already stumbling from being pushed so hard. By the time Tucker got to his feet completely and regained his balance, Matt Mata had reared back and socked Tucker right in the mouth, knocking out his two front teeth. His teeth went flying out, and he decided to, you know, start screaming, "Oh, my teeth are gone, my teeth are gone, you knocked out my teeth," and all such things like that. That Matt Mata, you know, was frightened that he had, you know, wounded this boy so badly that he took off in his car with his friends. One of the boys that was there in Tucker's car had picked up Tucker's teeth and put them in his pocket to make sure that they were safe. This boy's name was Tom Hamblin. All the people at the skate park, you know, had witnessed this event and came rushing to help, and they ended up calling the ambulance. The ambulance arrived and checked Tucker out, and then the police came and took a report. Tucker was rushed off to the dentist, where his teeth were taken out of Tom Hamblin's pocket and put back into his mouth. And then a wire was attached to his teeth to hold them in place until he could have surgery to have them screwed back into his jawbone. Once his teeth were all settled, there was very long and strenuous court hearings about what to do about who's going to pay for this bill. Surely Tucker shouldn't pay for it because Matt Motta was the one who knocked out his teeth, so they took him to court, and it was decided that Matt Motta ought to pay for Tucker's teeth replacements. All in all, Tucker got his teeth replaced, and Matt Motta got kicked out of school, and then later died of a heroin overdose.